Okay, Rabosai. So, sorry for that. Today's daf is daf Tes Zayin in Bruchis. We are on the bottom of Tesvav Amud Beis on the last line. V'amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, lama nismrichu ohalim lanechalim. Why do we find that tents are juxtaposed, to use an art scroll word, to rivers? The Chitiv, as the Pasuk says, kana chalim nitayu keganos alei nahar keohalim nata. Lomer lecha, what's the comparison? Ma nechalim ma'alin es adam mitum latara. Just like rivers, right? Purify a person, right? Assuming he dunks in the mikvah, right? That can purify a person. Af ohalim, right? Rashi writes the base medrash, yeah? Ma'alin es adam mikav chov lekav zchus, right? Just like going to the base medrash is able to raise a Jew up from chova to zchus. Just learning Torah, just going to the base medrash, learning Torah has a tremendous chus. Just like somebody pointed out that I think maybe Rabbi Ari Leibowitz, that just like the halacha is that if you dunk in a mikvah by accident, it still works. So too, if you go to the base medrash and you're not even learning so stark, you know, but you're just in the base medrash, so that has a significant impact on a person. Okay, Hakara l'mafrei lo yata, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, how ka katrin le ganano the Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi were making a wedding for Rabbi Elazar. Amar lahu, he said to them, "Anachi v'achi ozel v'ashma milsa de be'midrasha v'aisi ve'emelechu." Rabbi Emelechu, yeah. So basically, he told them, "Go to the base medrash and tell me what they're schmoozing about there." Ozel, they went, and Ashkeche, and they met Latana de Katani de Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, and they met this Tana that was teaching in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Kara v'ta ve'eno yodeh lehechan ta. Let's say someone is saying Kriya Shema and he makes a mistake. He has no idea where he made a mistake. You space out. You have no idea where you are. So if you're be'emta perek, yachzor l'rosh. If you're in the middle of the perek, you should go back to the beginning. Right? Meaning the beginning of the perek. If you're in the middle of the paragraph and you have no idea where you were, so go back to the beginning. Be'em perek l'perek, if you're in the between prokim, so yachzor l'perek rishon. So then go back to the previous perek. Be'em ksiva l'ksiva, if you're in the middle of two uchsav tams. So Yachzor l'ksiva rishona, mistama, you should go back to the first uchsav tam amzos b'sadu b'sharach at the beginning. Rabbi Yochanan said to them, lo shanu elah shalo pasach b'laman. But that is, as long as you didn't start saying l'man yirbu yimechem v'yimechem al adama, etc., etc. But ava pasach b'laman yirbu yimechem. So then the Gemara says a phrase that comes up elsewhere in halacha, sarchei nakat v'yasi osa. Must be that he was just absent-mindedly doing this on your, that's like your normal routine, so that's like where your mind got stuck, and the mistama, you were just up to the second uchsav tem, and not the first, right? If you started mumbling ulama'an. That concept of sarche nachat v'asi asa comes up a lot in halacha, a bunch of places. Noticeably by Nida, if a woman is unsure if she did, you know, she went through the process of preparing herself to go through the mikvah, but she always does A, B, and C, and let's say she's holding by, I don't know, combing through her hair, or then she forgot if she combed through part of her hair or all of her hair, so in the stomach she's allowed to, it's considered as if she did all of the process. Other places as well, but okay, fine. Amar Lahu, and they said to him, and they told him, Rabbi Elazar, this halacha. So Amar Lahu, they said to him, if we had just come to hear this Indian, it would have been enough. We're very, very happy that we came to the base medrash, or we came to the wedding, either one. If workers are allowed to read Kriya Shema at the top of a tree, right, if they're picking fruit or whatever, and also at the top of a tall building. Right, the imagery is like, you know, those guys who put up those huge signs on the sides of buildings. Like, you know, do the window washers and the skyscrapers. So if you're in a high place, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema. Masha in Kainer Shang Lasos came with Tefillah, but they're not allowed to do that by davening. Now, what's the difference between davening and Kriya Shema? So the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos writes that Shema, right, the Iker Mitzvah Shema, their Iker Inyan is just the first pasuk. Shema Yisrael, Shema Kainer Shema Chod, that's what you need Kavana for. Tefillah already, you need Kavana for much more than that. So you're able to say that quickly, but not by davening. Chasan pater mi Kriya Shema laila rishona. A chasan is pater from Kriya Shema the first night. Viad motzei Shabbos, and until Motzei Shabbos. That's you know, Gemara Ksubis talks about that in the first parak. That's they assume that a chassan would get married on Wednesday night. So you know, Shema Yashkin the Beis Din, right? Maybe he would find something that there would be a problem. His wife wouldn't be a virgin, etc. So they run Thursday morning to Beis Din, right? That's Sugis and Ksubis over there. So he's punted from Kriyashma that first night until Motzei Shabbos. When the Mishnah elaborates over there, that it's four nights: Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Motzei Shabbos. And at that point, he's considered to be already chayiv. But as Rashi explains, because he's concerned about the bia. Okay, that Rashi is not here, but Lamaisa, because he's concerned about the Be'ilo Rishona. In Lo Asa Maisa, right, sorry, Vadmoz Shabbos in Lo Asa Maisa. If he has not done the Be'ilo Rishona yet, so he's potter until he gets it done. Umaisa Rama Gamliel Shanasa Isha Vakara Laila Rishona. Rama Gamliel, you see, didn't do that, right? He was married, he married somebody, and he did say Kriya Shema on the first night. Amrilo Talmidov. And his Talmidim heard about this, and they said, "Lemantenu Rabbeinu Shechosan Patzer Mikriyashma." Right? Didn't you teach us that a Chosan is Patzer? So Amar Lehen, yeah, you're right, but Einu Shomei Lechem Levatal Hemeni Malchus Shemayim Afilu Shana Achas. I'm not able to be Mevatal from Ol Malchus Shemayim even for one moment. So Tosfos already asks, that's a Maisa Listor. That we're going to have an Amar Beis that you brought me a halacha, then you brought me a story that teaches the exact opposite. So Tosfos explains, no, that's part of the entire halacha. Part of the halacha is that really most people are potter from Kriya Shema, but if you're an Adam Gadol and you can have proper kavanah, so then you certainly can say Kriya Shema on the first night. Okay. Zokte Helige Gemore. Tanu Rabbanan. Ha'umnin Korin Barosha Ilan Uvrosha Nidbach. Okay, so the workers can, again, say Kriya Shema at the top of a tree, top of a tall building. Umispalin Barosha Zais, but they're able to daven at the top of a olive tree, Uvrosha Teina, and the top of a fig tree. Rashi says because the leaves and the branches there are thick enough to hold him, he doesn't have to worry about falling, and he's able to have proper kavana. Ushar Kali Lanos Yordin Lamata Umispalin. But any other tree, apple tree, whatever it is, you have to go down and daven. Ubalabais, but the balabais, the balabos, binkach ubinkach, yorid lamato mispalel, lefisha in daitu miyoshevis alav. Regardless, the balabais, oh, sorry, I read that poorly. Ubalabais, binkach ubinkach, yorid lamata, umispalel, kama. Regardless, the balabais goes down to daven because he's not meshuvah to the work, right? He's in his own reshus, right? He's able to make his own schedule, right? Greatest thing in the world, perhaps, for some people is to work for themselves. You can make your own schedule. Okay, and then the Gemara explains, why do you have to go down? Lefisha daito miyoshevis alav, because when you go down, so then you're able to sit and daven, and you're not nervous, right? And okay. Right, the only heter Rashi explains is that because for the workers is because of bittul malacha. Right, and if the balabais is mistama, he can make his own schedule. Rami le Rav Mari bara debas, bre debas shol. Rav Mari, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, so Shmuel's grandson, said to Rava, interesting why they call her the daughter, the son of Bas Shmuel, the whole story where his daughter got captured, and she was impregnated by her captors, and then the guy converted, a whole really crazy story. But anyway, basically they didn't want to talk about his father, because the father did a maisa, right? We call him the son of the daughter of Shmuel. Okay, L'Rava. So he has the question to Rava. Tnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Ha'omnin Korin Barosh Ha'ilan Uvarosh Ha'nidvach. Alma Loboy Kavana. Right, apparently what do you see? That the workers who can read at the top of a tree, on the top of a whole a tall building, they're allowed to say Kriya Shema. Apparently you don't need Kavana. Urmini, Ha'koreis Shema, Tzarech Shir Kavanis Livo, Shneva Shema Yisrael, Shema Kero Shema Chad. Right? You need to have Wednesday. You need to have Kavanah for Kriya Shema. Ulo halan hu omer haskes yishma Yisrael, right? We see later on, this is a Gemara we had before. Mala halan bahaskes, avkan bahaskes. Right? Both places you need to have Kavanah. Haskes is an Indian of listening. Right? You need to have Kavanah when you say Kriya Shema. Why in the world are the workers allowed to go up on the top of the tree and say Kriya Shema in the stomach? They're not having Kavanah. So Rava ishtik. Rava was quiet. So Amar Leis, he said it to him again, kind of bothered him again. Midi shmeil chabaha. Rava, did you hear anything about this? So Amar Leis, hachi Amar Rav Sheshes, v'husha batlin mimalachton v'korin. As long as they stop their work and they read. Right, in other words, you have to have kavanah. I mean, you can't do it while you're picking the fruit or whatever it is. Va'atanya, we learned in a brisa. So wait a second, with the brisa says, earlier already we saw this, Be'sel omri moskin b'malach and v'korin, you are allowed to do your work and read Kriya Shema. So Kamar says, Lokasha, habaperek rishon, habaperek sheni. Right, in the first parak, meaning Shema Yisrael, Shema Kadosh, Shema Chod, then you need kavanah, then you need to stop doing your work. But if you're in the middle of the rest of it, so then you can already kind of say it as you go. Tanu Rabbanon. If you have workers who are doing work, by the way, and the Baal HaBayis is there, Baal of Imo, right, like we have in the Nezikin Sugyas. So, Korin Kriya Shema Muvarchan Lefaneh Lachareha, V'Ochlen Pitan Muvarchan Lefaneh Lachareha, U'mispalon Tefillah Shal Shmoneh Esrei. They can do all these things because we're not concerned about the fact that they're being Mevatel Zman. We assume that the Baal HaBayis is there, so he doesn't care so much that they're taking a few minutes to daven. They can say Kriya Shema, they make the brachos before and after, they can eat their food, their bread, they can say Hamotzi and bench, and they can say Shmoneh Esrei. Aval ein yodin lefnei teva vein nosin kapeim, but they don't go to bichazin, and they don't dochen. Right, that's already a little bit too much. That's a little bit too much time. Vatanya, didn't we learn in a brisa me'ein yudches that they should really say me'ein yudches, which is havinenu? Right, that's already Gemara's later in Masechta that you can say an abridged Shmoneh Esrei called havinenu. So Rav Sheshes, lo kasha haber gamliel ha Rav Yeshua. Right, that's that machlokus over there, right? They argue over there whether a person should say a full Shmoneh Esrei every single day, or you should just say havinenu, where you can, that's good enough. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if that's a general machlokus for all people, and that's what the Gemara asks. I Rav Yeshua, ma I Rav Yepolim, ma filu kol adam nami. That machlokus is regardless of whether a person is working. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's not the answer. Ella Idi Vidi Rabbi Gamliel, both of them are Rabbi Gamliel, both Bryces. So Lokasha Haba Osin Bischaran Haba Osin Bisudasan. When you're working Bischaran, i.e., you're getting a wage, an hourly wage, so then you don't have Rishus just to bail on 5, 10, whatever, however many minutes it is, for you to say all this stuff in the middle of your hourly wage. But if you're getting your meal, meaning if the payment you're getting is a lump sum for the work you're doing, and the Baal HaBayis doesn't care if you do it in an hour or an hour 5 minutes because you took some time for Kriya Shema Tefillah, etc. So then that's fine. Okay. Ve'atanya. We learned in Abraisa, and this is Ben Yehusa, right? Not a kasha, but a proof. Hapolim shahoyu osim malacha etzal Baal HaBayis. Right? If the workers are working with the Baal HaBayis, Karin Kriya Shema mispalim v'oklan piton. And this price says, ein mevarchan lefanah v'al mevarchan lachareha. Right, they don't say Hamotzi, but they say Berkas Hamazon. Shtayim, they say two brachas of Berkas Hamazon. Ketzad, how does that work? Bracha Rishona, Kitikuna, they say the first bracha straight up. Shnia, what do they say? What about the second bracha? Posech of Berkas Haaretz, we call them Bonei Yushalayim for Berkas Haaretz, and they include Bonei Yushalayim in Berkas Haaretz, in Noda Lecha, etc. Bamedvar Amurim, Boosin Scharan, Ava Boosin Misudasan. But if they're, again, when is that true? When they're getting paid an hourly wage. But if they're just working for their meal, they're getting a fixed sum. Oshaya Baal HaBayis may some yimayim, but let's say the Baal HaBayis was even eating with them. Then, Mevarchan Tikuna, we assume that the Baal HaBayis doesn't care that they can say the bracha as is. Chosen Patra Mikriya Shema. Tanu Rabbanan. The Gemara we had before, we're just going to fly through it. B'shem T'chavim Be'sechah Prat La'uzek B'mitzvah. V'lech T'chavim Derech Prat La'chosen. We see that a chosen is Patra from Kriya Shema from the Pasuk of V'lech T'chavim Derech. And we see that so Osei b'mitzvah poter in a mitzvah from b'shevtecha b'beisecha. Mikan amru akonis sa besula poter v'sa almana chayef. Right, we see that if you marry a besula, you're poter. If you marry an almana, you're chayef. My mashma, how do you see that from the pasuk? Amru Rav Papa ki derech, just like a path. Ma derech rishus af hakanami rishus. Apparently, just as you travel, that's optional. So too, you're only chayef in Kriya Shema when you're doing something that's optional. Milo askinan tegazel devar mitzvah. Maybe the pasuk is talking about a journey for a mitzvah. Afilu hachi amarachmana likri. And even so too, the pasuk said you have to say Kriya Shema when you're going on a mitzvah journey. Im kein lema kura beleches. My belechtecha shma mina beleches didcha hadducha mechayeves hadu mitzvah fatiras. Right. Since it says belechtecha, your journey, so therefore it implies that it's an optional journey. Flip the page on it. Beis ihachi my iri akonis abesula. I feel akonis almana nami. So who cares that you're marrying a virgin? It could be a widow as well. Hakanami tarud. Nami says the Gemara answers Hacha Tarin Hacha Lo Tarin. No, by a Basula you're kind of concerned, you're worried, you're bothered, but by marrying an Almana you are not. You're not worried about the B'ez Mitzvah because there is none. Imishun, if that is true, Imishun Tirda Afilu Tavas Finaso Bayam Nami. Sorry, just I misspoke. The Birishon, it's not any of Birishon. It's a whole machlokas as to what exactly the Tirda is when you're sleeping. When you're marrying a besula, right? You're sleeping with her for the first time in stama, so you have concerns whether there are a lot of big machlokas what the actual tirda is, whether you're concerned you're going to do it right, or you're concerned that you find that she's a virgin. It's a v'chule v'chule. There's one wild shita that you're afraid you're going to become a kroshufcha, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that you might become impotent. Basically, someone who's marrying a besula perhaps doesn't know what to expect, so he's much more tolerant in the thing. And that's what the Gemara asks. Afilu tavas finasu bayam nami. So if it all goes based on being bothered and upset, so even if your boat drowns, you should also be potter. Alama amar rabbi abba bar zavda amar rav. Ovel chayim kol mitzvah zemuris b'torah. Chutz min etzvilan shari nemar bahen peher. Shenemar perecha chavush olecha. Pasuk says by Yecheskel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him when his wife died, do all these things that an Avel would normally be usher to do, because you are not going to be an Avel. So we learn, like, backwards, what an Avel is chayiv in from the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel to do, because Yechezkel was not to be Noeg Avelus. Anyway, so you don't do tefillah, an Avel is chayiv in all the mitzvos, including Kriyashma. So he's clearly Torud. So the Gemara says, "Hasam tirda de rishus, hacha tirda de mitzvah." No, only tirda de mitzvah is something that's going to get you off of Kriyat Shema, not tirda de rishus. Mishnah, new Mishnah. Rochatz laila b'harishon. Who's doing this? This is Rav Gamliel. Can't tell. All right, rochatz laila b'harishon shemesa ishto. I think it's Rav Gamliel. Checking just the last Mishnah. Yeah, I assume it's a continuation, because the last story in the Mishnah previously was by Rav Gamliel about his wedding night. So then the Mishnah continues and says, "Rochatz laila rishona harishon shemesa ishto." And then it's a subsequent story when his wife passed away. So Rav Gamliel he washed himself, right? In general, usually that's usher for an avel to do. You taught us that an Avel is not allowed to wash himself. I am an istinus. I'm very sensitive. I need to wash myself. Agav, this halacha of being an istinus comes into play during, let's say, the 9 days, right, in terms of washing ourselves. So this whole inyan of an Avel who's an istinus is allowed to wash himself. So it could be that in our society nowadays, we're all considered istinuses, and therefore we're allowed to shower every single day, whereas the halacha really is that you should only shower if you're dirty, but perhaps we're istinuses, and etc., it doesn't matter. Okay, anyway, Ukshemes Tevi Avdo, when Rabbi Gamliel's servant Tevi died, Kibel Alav Tanchumim, he accepted condolences. Amrlo Tamidav, the Matena Rabbeinu, Hashem Mekablan Tanchumim Minav Alav Adin. Wait a minute, you taught us you're not allowed, you don't need to get tanchumim for servants. Amar lahem, ein tevi avdi kishar kol avadim. Right, no, this my Evid was special, kosher haya. He was a kosher. He was an adam kosher, meaning, I think the Gemara says elsewhere that he released him and made him, right, that's Ram Gamliel and tevi avdo, when he needed a guy for a minion, so he was Meshacher's Evid, he was Megayer, I think. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong. But anyway, Tevi was a kosher. He was a chashav yid, chashav a person. So he accepted tanchumim on him. The Gemara is going to ask, well, they still weren't related, right? Obviously, that's ridiculous. Why would you need to be, get nicham avelim for someone you're not related to? Okay, fine. Chasson im rotza likros kriyashma laila rishon kore. Chasson, if he wants to say kriyashma the first night, he can. Rabbi Shem Gamliel omar lo kol rotza lito as a shen yito. Rabbi Shim Gamliel. So I guess that's Rabbi Gamliel's son, yeah? Or maybe someone else. I'm not sure. Maybe we said Rabbi Shim ben Rabbi Gamliel. I'm not sure. Anyway, he says, no, not everybody can be so gaivadik to say Kriyashma when they are potter. which is against what we saw in the last Mishnah, right? The last Mishnah we saw that Rabbi Gamliel indeed said Kriya Shema on the first night after his wedding. Okay. My time under the Rabban Gamliel. What's the reason for Rabban Gamliel? Meaning in the first, yeah, okay. In the first story in the Mishnah, when he washed himself on the first night after his wife died, so he kasavar aninus laila derabanan. He held that aninus, meaning the stage before avelus, at night is derabanan. Dechtiv, because the pasuk says vachrisa ki yom mar, that it's going to be bitter during the day, but at night that's already only derabanan. Meaning the daraisa during the day, but at night it's derabanan. Umakom istinus lo goes derabanan, and the Chazal did not make a takana if a person is an istinus. Okay. Ushemes tevi avdo. Tana rabbanan. Without the rabbisa, avadim ushvachos ein lomdim. Computer's battery running low. Okay. So if you lose me, so it's my computer just died. Ein lomdim aleim b'shura. There are a bunch of practices that we do for an avel. So one of them is standing in a line. After the kvura, so there's a line of people who greet the avelim, and they say hamakom yinachem, etc., etc. So for an eved and a shivcha, you don't do that. Ve'in omrim aleihem birkas avelim. Another thing that they used to do, they used to have a big meal in the town outside for an avel, and they would say birkas avelim. They would say a bracha that the avelim would say. We don't really do that nowadays. And so you would not do that for an eved or a shivcha. Ve'tanchumi avelim, and an eved and a shivcha also doesn't get tanchumi. Maiso Misa Shivchas Shal Rabbi Eliezer. It was a story, and the Shivcha Rabbi Eliezer passed away. Nichlus Talmidav Lenachama, when his Talmidim came to give him Tanchumim, came in Sharao Sam Alal Aliyah, but he ran away. Once he saw them coming, he ran upstairs. Valu Acharav, and they came after. They walked out. They kind of came after him. Nichlus La Anpilon. He went into the Anpilon, which I guess Rashi writes Bais Katan Shadufne Chaklan Agadol. Right? I guess he went into a little antechamber before the big room. I guess. Nichnasu Acharav, and they ran after him. Nichnas the Traklin, they went into the Traklin, which is a really nice, beautiful either guest house or really kind of like a the main room in a house. So Nichnasu Acharav, and they came after him. So Amalahem, he said to them, take a hint. Kimaduma Anishatem Nichvim Biposhrim. I thought that you would get burned by non hot water. Akshav Iatem Nichvim Afilu Bechamichamim. And now I see that you're not even getting burned by this most scalding hot of water. Meaning, I thought you'd take a hint the first time, and now you still haven't taken a hint even after the third time. Lo Kakshaniti Lachem. Didn't I teach you guys? Avadim Mishvachos Einom Demalem Beshurav Einom Ramelem Bekas Avelim Velo Tanchumi Avelim. You don't get Tanchumim for an Avel, for an Eved. Elam Omrim. But what do you say to the owner of the Eved? Just like you say to a person who loses an ox or a donkey, Hamakim Yimali Lecha Chesroncha, may Hashem fill your chisaron. Kach Omrim Lo Al Avdo Val Shivchaso, Hamakim Yimali Lecha Chesroncha, Hashem should fill, like, you know, Hashem should be bless you with more parnasa. I'm sorry about your loss of a servant, or a donkey, or an ox. Tani Idach, we learned in another brisa, Avadim Mishvachos in Maspidim Osam. We don't give them a hesped. Fabiosi Omar im Eved Kosher Hu, but if he was an Eved Kosher, so then Omrim Alav, then you can say, Have Ishto Veneman Venen Nemigio. He was a good man, and he was trustworthy, and we benefited from his work. And Amrulo, they said to Rabiosi, Im Kain Ma'anachta Laksherim, so that seems to be pretty high praise. What have you left over for Ksherim to say if that's what you're going to say about Avodin? Tanu Rabbanan. In Karin Avos Elo Lishlosha, in Karin Imaos Elo Arba. We only have three Avos and four Imaos. Avos my Taima. Why do we only have three Avos? Ilim Avishindalo Yadinan, Imiruvin Kasinan, Imishimon Kasinan. If you don't know, because, well, we have three forefathers, which we are definitely destined from, but once you get to Yaakov, you had 12 kids, and we have no idea who comes afterwards, right? We don't know if we're from Reuven, Shimon, etc. So Gemara says that's not the reason, because if so, imahus nami lo yadina, nimi rachel, asina, nimi leia. Because you have a problem one generation earlier for the women, right? We say rachel, Sarah, Rivka, rachel, leia. Well, we don't know which side we're descended from, rachel or leia. Ella, rather, the reason is because ad hacha chashive, Tvei lo chashive, because the first three and the first four were chashiv, and anybody who came afterwards was not as chashiv. Tanya idach, we learned in a brisa. Avadu mishvachos inkarno son Abba ploni, ve'ima plonis. Right, Abba and Ima were like a title. like Rav or Rabban. So like, for example, Abba Shaul was not the father of Shaul. It was a title, I think. I'm pretty sure. It could have been that he was the father of Shaul also, but I think it was a title. And we don't bestow that title upon Avadim. Mishal Rabba Gamliel, how you call him, son? Abba Plonis, Mima Plonis. And Rabbi Gamliel's servants, though, we would call them Abba this and Abba that. So the Gemara says, Maisa Listor. Wait, you just told me that we don't do something. And we tell you a story. Oh, by the way, Rabbi Gamliel, we did do this. So that's a Maisa, that's a story, Listor, that contradicts the halacha you just told me. So the Gemara says, Mishum de Chashivi. No, because it's adding on. It's saying that if they're Chashiv, then you are allowed to call them Ima or Abba. Okay. Amar Rabbi Elazar. My dechtiv, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, Kena Barach Chavachayash Bishimcha Esar Kapai Kain? Hi, Huda Bear. What's up, Tadakol?
When are you done?
When am I done? I'm almost done. 5 minutes, okay? See you soon, boo-boo. What does that pasuk mean? Avarach chabachayai zu kriyashma. Bishimcha esar kapai zu tfilo. If you have osekain, if you say kriyashma and tfilo, alav akasa omer, then the pasuk says about this person, kmo chayle v'deshin tispa nafshi. You have satiated my soul. V'lo od ela shenochal shnei olamim. You inherit two worlds, olam hazeh v'olam haba. Right, this world and the next world. Shenemar usvasai renanas yalopi. Now we're going to start a whole bit of Gemara, which is going to tell us how certain Tanaim and Amoraim finish their Shmona Esrei, just like we say Elokai Nitzor, or Elokai, Kama, Nitzor Lishonimira. So this is how all the Tanaim would finish their Tfilos. You're going to recognize many of these, but not necessarily from Shmona Esrei, but okay. Anyway, Rabbi Elazar Basar the Besayin Tzelusa Amar Hachi. After Rabbi Elazar finished davening, he would say this, Yiratol Fanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetishkan Bepurenu, you should dwell in our lot. Ava V'achva V'shalom V'reyus, V'tarbe Gvulenu B'talmidim, V'satzliach Sofenu Achris V'tikva V'satzim Chakenu Gan Eden, V'zkanenu B'chever Tov, V'yitzer Tov, B'olam Cha, V'nashkim V'nimtza Yichol L'vavenu L'yiras Shemecha V'tavol L'fanecha Koras Nafshenu L'tova. Right, a very beautiful, beautiful bracha. Yiratzon Hashem, you should dwell with us, and then you should have shalom, etc. Rabbi Yochanan Basar Deb Misayim Tzlusa Amar Hachi. Rabbi Yochanan would say the following. Yiratzon L'fanach Hashem Elokeinu Shetatitz B'boshtenu V'tavit B'ra'asenu V'tit L'abesh B'rachamecha. Right, much more pessimistic, right? Please see our embarrassment and look at how bad we are and put on rachamim. And give us chesed, v'tizazer, v'chininu secha, v'tavol v'zanecha midas tova v'anvisanu secha. Come with us with humility, see our, give us rachman. Rabbi Zera v'asar d'mesayim tzlusa amar hachi. After Rabbi Zera finished davening, he would say this, Yiratom v'fanecha, Hashem Elokeinu, shalom nechatev, v'lo nebosh, v'lo nikalei me'avuseinu. We should not sin, and we should not get destroyed from our forefathers, from our lineage. Rabbi Chia Basar Damasli Amar Hachi, he would say, Yiratzon L'fan Necha Hashem Elokeinu Shetei Torescha Umnoseinu, that our Torah should be our umnos, it should be our job. V'al Yidve Libeinu, our hearts should not be pained or be hurt. V'al Yechashchu Einenu, and our eyes should not be dimmed. Rav Basar Tzlusei Amar Hachi, Rav, after Yudavin, he would say this. This is already familiar from you. I think Rosh Chodesh Pensing. Yeah, that's this one. Yeah, Rosh Chodesh Pensing. Yiratzom l'fanecha Hashem Elokeinu shetiten lanu chaim aruchim, chaim shel shalom, chaim shel tova, chaim shel bracha, chaim shel parnasa, chaim shel chilut atzamos, chaim sheish ben yiras shemayim, yiras chait, chaim sheish ben busha uchlima, chaim shel osher v'chavod, chaim sheteiv anu avas torah v'yiras shemayim, chaim shetamalei lanu kol mishalos libeinu l'tova. And finally, one more. Rabbi Basar Tzlusa Amar Hachi, Yiratzom l'fanecha Hashem Elokeinu ve'elokei avoseinu shetatzilenu me'azeipanim u'me'azus panim, save us from stubbornness, me'adam ra, from a bad person, me'pega ra, me'etzer ra, me'chaver ra, me'shachim ra, u'me'satan ha'mashchis, u'me'din kasha, u'me'baldin kasha, from a baldin, from a litigator who's difficult, bein shu ben bris, bein she'eino ben bris, whether he's Jewish, whether he's not, save us from bad interactions in our lives. And even though Rebbe had bodyguards, Rashi writes, because Antoninus, who was the ruler at the time, was very friendly with Rebbe, he didn't want him to get bothered by the riffraff, and he sent bodyguards, because Rebbe was very chashev and very wealthy, etc., they were good friends. So even though Rebbe had bodyguards, he didn't want to be somech on them, he would always daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect him from bad interactions. Okay, Shkoyach Rav Osa, very good. Viter in the Shas. We'll see you tomorrow.